Amazing grace, how sweet.
Good day, our dearly esteemed listeners. The program you are about to listen to is brought to you by the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ meets at number 15 Grace Street by Poloko Market, Okere Ogberi Koko Road, Okumagba Layout, Warri. Our topic in this series is titled Christian and Addiction. The preacher, Brother Adeoye Emmanuel, will take us through this message. Sit back and listen.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you for today. Thank you for a moment like this. Thank you for bringing us to your presence to learn at thy feet. We pray even as we go through your words that you have allow your words to have a dwelling place in our hearts. Bless the listeners. Continue to be with their families. May this word translate in our heart and help us to continue to run this race in fear and trembling, so that at your return we all shall have a place to be with thee. Thank you, Lord, because we know you've answered us as we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcoming you to another exciting moment in his presence. We began our discussion on the topic Christian and addiction. We try to conceptualize the word addiction by looking at what addiction actually meant. We mentioned that addiction has to do with a behavior which is any repetitive action or thought being processed that distracts us. And it distracts us from the internal discomfort. And we see that some people are addicted to so many things that makes them uncomfortable and bring about inner sensation in them. We try to mention that when people are addicted, it changes their mood and their countenance. We try to look at what makes people to engage in addictive mood and addictive behavior. We try to look at how addiction becomes healthy and unhealthy to people and the various challenges attached to the unhealthy nature of addiction. We try to look at the implications of this addictive move. We mention that this addiction has to do with certain symptoms and stages that we begin to see. And from it, it begins to enter into such individual, and the person becomes uncontrollable based on the addictive mood he or she had found himself. And we mentioned that the Bible frowns against such, that we must do things that are aligned with the will of God. And we mentioned that the Bible commands that we should be filled with the Spirit and allow the Spirit of God to control us, rather than we align the flesh to take charge of our life. And the Bible mentioned that those who engage themselves in such things will not inherit his kingdom. Meaning that all things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. That was Paul's concern to the church at Corinth, that the Christians need to be concerned about this and the need for them to expunge those addictive behavior in their life. And we mentioned that as Christians, we must not engage ourselves in such, because as long as one is in Christ, is a new creature. All things have passed away. We have become a new creature, and God expects us to live that newness of life. No wonder Paul, in Romans chapter 6, verse 4, he mentioned that, "Know ye not that those of us who have been baptized, we have been buried with Christ, and we have become a new creature, ready to serve God, giving our life to him in totality, and not to engage ourselves to become slave to sin. Rather, we should become slave to righteousness." And that was Paul's concern to the church at Rome, that we must become slave to righteousness. We mentioned that addiction itself has certain symptoms, whereby one allows the loss of control over behavior. We allow consistency in pattern of our behavior. When you begin to see the person become consistent in the way he or she behaves, and he gets addicted to such thing, it tends to affect such individual. When tolerance creep in, when the person begins to tolerate those things and gradually it begins to come in, let's say for instance, the person engages in two packs of cigarette, before you know, it becomes more and more and it penetrates into the system of the person, and such individual cannot do without such. And basically, when there is repetitive tendency and such a thing can develop into a strong sense of compulsion where the person feels that I cannot do without such a thing. Today, we shall be considering the causes of addiction. The first thing that we must understand is that the cause is as a result of the substance abuse. Most people, when they engage themselves in certain things, they abuse it. And that is why you see doctors place one on prescription. It is believed that such individual must engage himself in those prescriptive advice being given to one. Same thing, we see that God gave us certain prescription in his ways. When we look at the scripture, we see that there are prescriptions that God gave to us. He says, friendship with the world is enmity with God. Now, God has prescribed that we need to become a friend with things which are righteous. We need to become a friend with those things which walk in the path of righteousness, not to become a friend with those things which are of the flesh that pertains to the world. And therefore, by becoming a friend to such, we become enemy with God. And God do not want us to engage ourselves in such a thing. We see that the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee away from us. Meaning that when we allow those substances to become addictive part of our life, it tends to affect our relationship with our Creator. Life could be divided into four categories, such as the family life. We have what we call the social life. The social life has to do with how we interact with our immediate society, our immediate environment to which we live in. When we look at the vocational life, we also have the spiritual life. So all these are the interactive nature of these four categories of life to which we must understand how it come to be. Meaning that the family life, the social life, the vocational life, the spiritual life are intertwined and they work hand in hand. So that interactive relationship must continually help us to know how best to relate and how best to expunge ourselves from those things. Meaning that when a chemical interferes with the productivity and tranquility, efficiency or well-being of any of this area, and when a person made aware that this is happening but still persists in using those chemical things, then the person is said to be addicted, and the person finds himself in a psychological trauma that tends to affect such a person. And if one gets physically ill, and when drugs is withdrawn, then there could be a kind of physical addiction as well. And that is why you see that those things is as a result of a combination of several influences, such as parental and other adult example. Mostly you see some persons who get addicted is as a result of parental and other adult influence. When those adult influence comes into them, they begin to work on those exemplary life that they have seen. And that is why the Bible says we must not relate ourselves with those who are not believers. Do not be equally yoked. Meaning that there is nothing that light has to do with darkness. So when we see those things that brings us to the things of the dark, then we must begin to abstain ourselves from such. So when there is parental and other adult example, it tends to influence us. We live in a society of pill takers, and early in life, children become well acquainted with medicine and they take away pain and make one to feel better. That is why you see sometimes when a child begins to get addicted to it, the child wants to take that pain probably to feel relief. But when such a pain is taken in an illegal way or unprescribed way, then it tends to affect such individual. And you see that such tablets could involve maybe teenagers, watching parents who consume tablets, sleeping medication, and a host of other drugs. We begin to see that millions of people who relax with coffee or cigarette or drink before dinner, when problem arises for them to tranquilize and those things are not available for them to calm their nerves, then it isn't surprising that young people will want to follow adult example and thereby turn to perpetuate the idea that drugs are the first line of defense against the physical and psychological pain. So you now begin to see that those young children coming on board begins to emulate and begins to look forward to influence themselves with parental and adult example, that if this is what they have done and it has calmed their nerves, let me also follow suit ditto for others to also emulate such. And that begins to affect one. Few people will assume that drugs in themselves are bad, and their medical value is well known and even accepted by most biblical writers. And we see that most people will see no harm in the occasional use of mild stimulant, or such as pain relief, or sometimes even as a result of parental example. Or, for instance, if a parent takes a pill or drinks to calm down in the time of stress, it isn't surprising that children may also want to emulate the same, because children emulate what they see in the adult or in their parent. So when that emulation comes in, it tends to affect that child. The child is being derailed and it becomes addicted to such. So if drugs affect the children like it, whereby it calms the parent, then drugs becomes a reinforcement or reinforcing tool, and the substance is likely to be used again, and perhaps it begins to increase the frequency in the greater quantity. When the child begins to take in one, before you know, gradually it begins to graduate from one form of level to the other. And when a child begins to graduate from a particular level to the other, then such a child is said to be addicted. And such causes begin to affect such a child. Most substance abuser comes from home where drugs are misused. And both this does not deny the importance of parental example. And we see that a high percentage of teenage and adults get addicted to this and have grown up in a home where addiction and family instability are common. So where we have such instability, which are common in such a home, begins to become the order and the nature of such a child. You begin to see that child influencing himself and giving his attention to be addicted to those things which are negative. Peer and other social influences could also be the cause of addiction. So people who engage themselves in peer group, those that we grew up together, our contemporaries, and other social influences, there is tendency for such individual to become addicted. Individuals in our society today, especially young people who live in a world that is penetrated by drugs in the world today, we see that sometimes they get permeated by such a drugs. And such a thing is as a result of peer pressure, which has influenced them and had made them to find themselves in such position. And why some use these drugs while others do not? And we see that on several occasions, it brings about disease addiction, which they tend to maintain and otherwise become healthy to them. And people in such category tend to experiment such with drugs. And as a result of that, they get addicted physically. And it tends to bring about chronic disease on such individual. And there seems to be little evidence to support the idea. And as a result of this, you begin to see such individual begin to inherit such tendency to become addicted and even giving themselves even to those things which are alcoholic or non-alcoholic drugs, which tends to addict such individual. As Christians, God has told us these are the things that He expects from us. And these are what He does not want from us to do. It means that we must become a light that shines forth. And the Bible in Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Let your light so shine before the world that they might see and glorify God which is in heaven." It means that as Christians, in as much as we are in Christ and we remain in Christ, we must remain a shining light even in the midst of darkness. And we become a salt even in the world of bitterness to show to the world that we are the light of the world. Many drugs users do have inner tension and frustration, and some look for experience, including drug experience, that will bring about excitement and stimulation in them. And those intoxication and feeling of freedom from worries of problem brings about this addictive move. So most of them, you see them, they engage themselves in that so as to take away their worries. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus in His Sermon on the Mount, He told us that we should not worry about tomorrow. And He has assured us that He has taken care of tomorrow. And we as Christians must ensure that we hold on to the promises and the trust that God has given to us, that He will definitely meet us at the point of our needs. And therefore, there is no need for us to begin to place ourselves in that state of depression, in that state of anxiety that tends to derail us from doing the things of God. So we see that peer group try to shape our attitude with drugs and provide a social context to which the youth eventually engage themselves in it and begins to become addicted to such a thing. As a result of that, you begin to see the initiation coming in gradually, influencing such individual not to know how best to overcome such. So basically, peer cluster are not limited to teenagers. When the neighbor get together for a coffee or employee takes a break from work, there often we see a pleasant conversation and relaxation whereby it begins to accompany by eating, drinking, and taking such a thing. And perhaps when they get together, they begin to involve themselves in certain strange alcoholic moments that get one to become addicted to such. And it brings about hard liquor. And at that moment, they feel that they are in a pleasant moment whereby they want to have such a pleasure. But those things have negative consequences, and it tends to bring about such drug addictive abuse and behavioral problem upon such individual. So all this suggests that these are the multiple causes of drug abuse, whereby it brings upon physical, family, social, environmental, psychological, even the spiritual aspect of it. And each of these must be kept in mind that when we begin to see ourselves as one engaging in such, it means that we need help and we need someone that could assist us to help us to overcome some of these challenges. Another part to which we get ourselves addicted could be as a result of eating disorder. Do you know that eating disorder can also be a form of addiction, whereby such a person become uncontrollable based on such eating disorder? And we see many people today, at least, basically becomes overweight in what they do, and sometimes do not have control over their dietary. And when such a thing becomes part and parcel of them, they engage themselves in that addictive move, and before you know, it begins to affect the health. And just as we know that health is wealth, and we must ensure that we manage our health so as to be conscious of not giving ourselves to those addictive behavior. And we see that those who are obese or other eating disorder tends to involve other physical condition. And for this reason, it is crucial to have a medical diagnosis and treatment as part of a measure to be able to alleviate oneself from some of these challenges. Most people who engage in such tend to have internal and external fatigue that tends to affect them psychologically and bring about a depressive mood in them. Many who may engage in such tend to eat more when they are under stress, when they feel sorry for oneself, or they are in an angry mood, or maybe they are in an anxious state, or in a guilt state, or in a bored state, or in a depressed condition. Or people who engage themselves in watching television during a withdrawal from smoking, or people who tend to crave or eat more, maybe either carbohydrates, such as those things that brings about negative behavioral disorder in them, they get themselves addicted to such behavior. And that is why, as Christians, we must not begin to engage ourselves in such. The Bible has given us that those who engage themselves in the things of the flesh will not be part of those that will make the kingdom of heaven. And no wonder Paul, in his letter to the church at Galatia, he mentioned the things of the flesh, such as drunkenness, idolatry, so many things to which Paul identified to the church at Galatia. And he says, these are the things that go negative to the will of God. But for those who engage in the positive aspect, which are the fruit of the Spirit, these ones will have access to his kingdom, such as joy, love, mercy, compassion. Those are the things that God expects from us. And he wants us to continue to follow the pattern to which God has given to us. Sometimes, when there is power struggle, which comes when a family discovers the illness and try to force change in the eating pattern of such individual, sometimes the family use threats, criticism and punishment, and then it turns to become a thing of resistance, and you see the person begin to find himself in a state of deception, and as a result of that, the person wants to change such addictive mood to do what he thinks pleases him rather than obeying the will of God in his life. And that is why we must begin to channel our behavior to the things that God expects us to do. And how do we do such? We must allow the will of God to be done in our life. Basically, we see that part of those things that also brings about addictive behavior could be needs. Need is a state of deprivation or deficiency perceived by an individual to be anemical to his well-being. And it is internally felt want of such individual. In fact, we see that words such as need, want, and desire are sometimes used interchangeably. And the point is that people engage in addictive behavior in order to fulfill a need or a want or a desire, either to find relief, tension, or relaxation. Sometimes we could see the person as a result of drive. When drive, which is as a result of arousal, that those things that arouse the person's interest, and the person gets himself to be addicted into such. Sometimes our motive could also be another means to which we get addicted. Motive itself is a state of tension within the individual, which arouses and maintains direct behavior towards a goal. And it is the expression of action towards a goal realization. Sometimes our instinct could also be part of those things that brings about those addictive behavior. Sometimes those instincts, they are complex. And sometimes those instinct behavior is usually stimulus, which are situation, but once elicited, it becomes uncontrollable, and such a person give himself to such a thing. So we have been able to see some of those things that brings about addictive behavior. Another point again could be poor family upbringing. Poor family upbringing, where love, warmth, praises, acceptance are lacking, may create easier venue for a person to develop habits which may lead to addiction, especially during adolescent period when a child lacks proper care and adequate monitoring. He has a high tendency to behave anyhow and relate carelessly. And you see such individual begins to behave in an abnormal way. And such a child begins to look out for a behavioral therapy that can help the person to know how best to control him or herself. Another thing that we can also see that brings about addiction is family management. When there is a poor and inconsistent family management, and such practices could bring about addiction, people are at risk of addiction or addictive behavior by many family management practices, which are characterized by unclear expectation. For instance, poor monitoring of behavior, few and inconsistent reward for positive behavior, excessive and severe inconsistent on the pattern of the parent can also cause addiction in such a child, even as the child grows up, even to adulthood. And that is why we must be conscious of this. And this, as a result, could bring about physical dependence and psychological dependence on oneself, so as to overcome tension, depression, anxiety, stress, and so other things. And you begin to see the child begins to see how best to reinforce himself. And when we look at the word reinforcement, it's a psychological term that basically means the same thing as reward. So when such a child begins to reinforce himself, there is tendency for such a child to get addicted to such a thing. Another thing we can also see is the issue of punishment. When behavior causes a consequence that you don't like, the punishment that is the exact opposite of reinforcement becomes part and parcel of such a child. So what we are saying in a nutshell is that it is important to note that human behavior are activated or elicited by needs, drive, motive, instinct, what he learns, observation, that ultimately propel individual to behave compulsively towards a substance or activity. And most people develop addictive behavior because, at least in a short run, they may cope with experience that they have inadequately skilled to address or face. My dear listeners, this message has come to us, helping us to see the causes of addiction. We have been able to see what causes addiction in our lives, and what are those things that makes us to get addicted to some of those addictive behavior that we see people engaging themselves in. And the Bible frowns against such. And the Bible has given us to become a good example in words indeed, that whatsoever we do in words indeed, in action, we must do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 30 and 31. The question I must ask myself is God glorified in what I engage myself in? Even if I'm engaging myself in those addictive behavior, this is the high time we need to expunge them and begin to redirect our steps to follow the will of Christ, so as for us to do the needful. And God is ever ready to help us so that we can expunge those things from our lives. And for us to do that, God wants us to hear his word, just as you are hearing under this voice. He wants us to believe in him. He wants us to repent from those addictive behavior that could hinder us from gaining eternity. He wants us to confess our sins and then for us to be baptized, so that we can be added into the church. Same time, same session, we shall consider the characteristics of addiction. May the Lord bless the word in our heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you for listening to the message. If you have any question and requests, we would like to hear from you. Call or text 080-37370296. I repeat, 080-37370296. 070-3836-3253. I repeat that, 070-3836-3253. 080-3137-1948. I take that again, 080-3137-1948. Email cocgray@yahoo.com. Visit the church website www.cocgray.com. Gray is G-R-E-Y. Worship with the Church of Christ at number 15 Gray Street by Poloko Market, Okere Ogberi Koko Road, Okumagba Layout, Warri, or the Church of Christ nearest you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amazing.